Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi, Niall. I love your show. And I think it's a hoot listening to all the opinions of people about dilemmas. Well, I have a serious one myself that's quite embarrassing, really. I'm 25 and I work in a solicitor's office and recently finished a law degree. And I'm telling you that, not to show off, but I believe it's relevant to the conversation. I met a girl a couple of months ago and we've been out on a few dates and I really like her. Yes, but there is a but. She's a bit common. She works in a local shop in her area and she left school at 17. She has a very strong inner city accent. She's a beautiful looking girl. But I brought her for drinks last week and a few of my mates and girlfriends were there. And you could see that they were giving her looks all night. They said it to me afterwards. Her accent lets her down so badly. And my parents have asked to meet her. But I'll be honest, they won't approve. I've already lied to them and said she's a nurse. Because my mother would flip if she thought I was with somebody who had no future. My mates have all suggested that I let her go before it gets too serious. But I'll be honest, I really do like her. And she's hilariously funny. But maybe they are right and I should call it a day. And that's it. He leaves it at that, and I think that's quite sad, in some sense, that I have a funny feeling he likes her, but he's embarrassed to be with her because of her accent, because of who she is, her class. And it kind of begs the question, can a relationship work when you've got people of two completely different classes? Now, I'm not having a go at him, although his mates sound a bit snobby, to be honest with us, and parents clearly are snobby as well. But anyway, there's nothing wrong with being a snob. Yeah, I mean, people always say this, oh, they're a snob, they're a snob. I mean, there's a difference. Well, when I say there's nothing wrong with being a snob, there's a difference between a snob and having standards. And it's only to save her as well, you know, that maybe he shouldn't be with her because he let her down in the future and he'll probably get rid of her or dump her anyway and break her heart. And maybe she's better off with somebody who's like-minded because maybe he's not like-minded. Maybe he's just getting, as they say, a bit of a buzz off her at the moment. That's the word, the term they use, because she's funny. He finds her funny, but maybe he's finding her funny for the wrong reasons. Maybe, and clearly he is looking down on her to some degree by thinking that maybe he's better than her. Yeah, from an educational point of view, he is. He obviously has a problem with her strong inner city accent. But some of the best people in this country, some of the most famous people in the world, some of the richest people in the world don't have the best education, but they have a lot of common sense. But can two different classes work? Can somebody who's upper class, and clearly he's claiming he is, or certainly putting that across, be with somebody who's lower class? Not even middle class, but lower class, where you're talking about somebody who would be from the inner city with a low education and working in a shop. And I'm not having a go at her. I'm just saying that's the point he's making. Can two different classes work in a relationship? Maybe you're in that situation. You know, maybe you're with somebody or maybe you're punching above your weight, as they say, or punching below your weight, but it really works. I want to know, can it work? Is he right? Are his mates right? Should he, you know, let her go and break up the relationship now before it gets too serious? What do you think? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008.
Noel, that guy's a tool. The one movie that springs to mind when you mention that is Shallow Hal. I mean, who cares what she sounds like or what she is? It's a person at the end of the day. If you get along with them, that's harder to find than accent or job. Jesus Christ. You want to have fun and like the person you're with, not be embarrassed just because of an accent. That's silly.
Honestly, Noel, I can't stand people like him looking down his nose at anybody else. Nobody on this planet is better than anybody else on this planet, no matter what your occupation or where you're from. We're all human. Just because she has a bit of an accent and you don't, I don't know. She'd be better off running for him. Shallow Hal. Another Shallow Hal. It's a week of them, isn't it? Good luck.
A lot of people referencing the movie Shallow Hal. David, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, David?
I'm not too bad, Niall.
Good. Now, on a serious note, I mean, I'm not really going to have a go at him because I think he's kind of caught between a rock and a hard place too, isn't he? If I kind of read between the lines here.
Well, I don't think he is. I think he's just letting his friends can't pick his relationships for him. I know his mother has a say in things as well, but
Well, he's lied to his mother and told his, already lied to her and told his mother he's a, she's a nurse.
Yeah, but that's, he's after digging himself into a hole.
No, he is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but maybe maybe he knows what his mother's like. She's probably like Hyacinth Bouquet or something like that. And obviously, he knows his mother's going to judge her.
Yeah, but you never judge a book by its cover either.
Mm.
To be honest with you, she could be the nicest girl in the world. And he's just going to, he's going to let her go because his friends and his mother might not like her. Well, his friends just said her accent let her down.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everything else must have been okay. But just because she has an accent doesn't mean that. To be honest with you, you don't judge anybody in this life.
Yeah, but I mean, can two people from two different, completely different backgrounds and two different classes, and we're talking about the extremes when we talk about classes. We're not talking about, say, somebody middle class with somebody upper class. We're talking about somebody who he considers. And obviously, we have to be honest with ourselves here and talk about somebody who doesn't have a formal education, who works in a shop and has an inner city accent, with somebody who's, I suppose, a solicitor. I don't know where he's from. Maybe he's from Black Rock or somewhere. I haven't a clue. From some north side yuppie, you know what I mean? Or south side yuppie. And he's got a good education. He's just got a degree and he's studying law or he's a practicing solicitor or whatever the hell he is. So, and even, you know, his social circles would be different to hers. So he's always going to be embarrassed bringing her out. So can that actually work?
No. It's not going to work if he's already judging her himself.
Yeah, he is kind of judging her himself,
he's,
isn't he?
He's basically judged her himself by saying that she's no hope.
Well, you know, he's not. I mean, I'm reading the email here, and he hasn't said anything bad about her. The only thing probably bad, he said she's a bit common. You know, and she's a very strong inner city accent. He's not judging that. He's just saying she has a very strong inner city accent. But he clearly is ashamed of her to some degree.
Very. By the sound of it, he's very ashamed of her.
Mm. So you think, what do you think? Do you think he needs to get over himself, or do you think he needs to let her go?
I think he needs to get over himself, and if his parents don't like her at the end of the day, his parents don't have to date her. He's the one who has to date her.
Okay. All right. Okay. Keep texting. Keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Is he right? I mean, you know, should he just get over himself, and should he continue dating her, and should, to hell what his parents think, to hell what his mates think? But I think that's going to have a huge influence on the relationship, and I think it's going to cause a problem. Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. There's a bit of news going out there as well. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, is to leave his post at the end of this month to take up work in the private sector role. The Department of Health has confirmed Dr. Glynn's departure, and the news that, I suppose this means both him and his boss, Tony Holohan, have now left their posts in quick succession to move into the private sector, probably. And make maybe a bit more money. That's an interesting one. But mind you, there was a whole hoo-ha about Tony Holohan, wasn't there, recently? And these cosy little jobs all being set up and who's paying for them. But anyway, let's see what happens with Ronan Glynn. I'm sure more news will follow in relation to that. Let me go to Gerald, getting back to what we're talking about as well. Can two different classes work in a relationship? Gerald, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, can it work? Is he just being a snob here, or is he being logical about the whole thing?
Well, Niall, I'm surprised you have to even ask the question.
Yeah, well.
Hang on a second. We're living in 2022, not the 1940s. But, to answer the question, my view on this guy, he's an obnoxious little boy who want to grow a backbone. Mm. And that girl from the inner city is well shut of him. And I kick him to touch as quick as she can.
Oh, right.
Absolutely. He's a little snob. And I'll tell you something, Niall. His education is wasted on him, because real beauty comes from within. And if he can't see through, if he wants to give in to his parents and be a little boy, I presume he's living at home with his parents. I might be wrong. And I'll tell you something, Niall. I'd love to have that guy in a hurling pitch, and I'd put banners on him. Because I'm absolutely fuming with this guy, that he should look down on someone. We're all human. We're all going the same way. We all came into the world the same way. And how dare him? How dare him look down on someone like that? Grow a backbone. And, you know.
I'm looking at a text that came in here, which kind of says something similar to yourself. He says, This is like something out of a Jane Austen novel. In the same way that education is no guarantee of intelligence, social standing is no guarantee of class. Leave him, send her on her way. His loss will be someone else's gain. She'll make some other lucky chap very happy, or a very happy man.
I absolutely agree. He's an obnoxious little boy with no backbone.
See, what I'm reading from this email, maybe everybody else is picking out something different from it, right? What I'm reading out is that he seems to really like her, but I think he's more upset about what other people think, i.e. his mates when he went out drinking during the week with her and his mates were looking down on her. And he probably should have defended her, but he obviously clearly didn't. And what his parents will think, because he's lied to his mother already and told his mother she's a nurse.
Well, Niall, as your previous caller said, he's just taking the hole from himself. But I come back to my point. If he had any spine in his back, which obviously he hasn't, he'd tell him all, well, this is the girl I'm fond of, and it might lead to something. But for that girl's sake, I hope she sees through him fairly quick and kicks him to touch, because he's just a wasted education and a waste of space.
Maybe the girl listens to the show or is listening in as well and recognises herself on this. And if you do, I would probably recommend you drop him before he drops you.
Well, I hope she is. And I'll tell you something, kick him to touch straight away, because he's got no backbone. If he's in love with this girl, or he thinks he's in love with this girl and he can see it going somewhere, it shouldn't matter whether she's from the inner city or Cork or Space. He hasn't got a backbone. He's an obnoxious spoiled little brat with a waste of education.
This idea that you have to have an education or an academic education to do well in life. Don't get me wrong, an academic education certainly is currency nowadays, can help for you to do well in life. But it's not the be all and end all. I mean, there are some people in this world who've done extremely well with common sense. And common sense can get you a lot further sometimes in life than an academic education.
Well, common sense and decency, Niall, are two big things. And respect for others.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, we'd all go down into the same piece of earth or into the crematorium. And how dare him? I'm absolutely fuming with this guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I hope that girl is listening. And if she is, and she knows...
Get rid of him. Well, if you are listening, just to identify him a little bit more, he clearly states he works in a solicitor's office. He's 25 years of age. And maybe I'm guessing he's from the south side. Maybe I'm wrong in thinking that.
But you're not, it doesn't matter whether he's from Black Rock or whether he's from Skerry.
Sounds like a rugby boy, you know what I mean? Maybe I'm guessing.
Well, the bottom line, Niall, wherever he comes from, you know what, he's got no backbone. And
she left school at 17, he says. Obviously he found that out through investigation. But anyway, she works in a local shop and she has an inner city accent. So I'm assuming he means that she lives in the inner city, you know?
Well, doesn't make a difference.
No.
There's working class areas all over the country, and you have to find that the people that take your sporting heroes. You have Kelly Harrington, who's just...
Absolutely.
Freedom of Dublin. You've got Keith Earls down here in Limerick, who's an outstanding rugby player representing the country.
Yeah.
And what's this little solicitor guy got to offer? A good education? Oh, give me a break. I tell you, Niall, I'm absolutely...
I know. You'd like 10 minutes alone with him, wouldn't you?
I'd love to. I'm from Cork, Niall, and we don't talk, of course, mention Roy Keane and Sonia Sullivan.
So Roy Keane is from Mayfield.
I was just about to say it. Yeah. Roy Keane is from a working class area.
Yeah.
But I would love to have this guy on a hurling pitch marking him, and I'll tell you something. Well, I won't finish off that.
No, we don't condone violence on the show, Gerald. But someone stay there for a second, because Sarah, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sarah?
How's it going, Niall?
How are you doing, Sarah?
On that pitch with him.
Even the dog wants to be on the pitch with him.
That is totally insane. Like, I obviously think he's doing too much thinking about what other people think.
Yeah.
But, like, I can understand where he's coming from in the sense of, like, maybe what, like, me, I come from Ballymun, right? Now,
yeah.
I'm a real dope accident. I left school at 14, no education, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, years in front of me, active addiction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And anyway, a couple of years after that, clean and sober, I meet this guy, and he's from Skerry, ever so posh. Well, my nerves around him was unreal. But he was pretty posh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, today we're married. You know what I mean?
Right. And he's won the lottery, not you.
But believe me, no. It's nothing to do with money.
No, I'm talking about winning the lottery, about meeting the right person in life. I don't mean about money.
But that lad turned around and says, like, about common sense, like, it is. It's basically, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
But common sense to him could be totally different. You know what I mean?
So you came from two different backgrounds, you and your partner. You came, as you said already, you came from a background of, you know, not having a great education. Unfortunately, you ended up in addiction. But you're clean, you're sober. You haven't been down that road many, many years. You met a guy, you know, who was from a different class or social circle. But it worked. And, you know, you're married and happily married.
Okay. Yeah.
So it just goes to show you. Makes no difference.
Yeah, it can't work. Mm. Like, but meeting his parents and stuff like that, that was nerve-wracking.
Was it? Why? Did you think you were beneath him? Did you think you were below him or something?
Not him, like.
But them?
But I was thinking of where I came from and just two, as you said, two totally different upbringings, two totally different lifestyles.
And you...
You know?
Did he ever give you, and I don't think he did, but and I don't think he'd be with him if he did, did he ever give you the impression that he was embarrassed by you?
No. That's one thing that he never done or never did. Like, I was always judging myself.
Yeah.
If it was that. You know, even when, like, going to meet the parents, I was like, oh, God, there's no way. I said, seriously, I won't be able to sit down and have a meal with them.
Yeah.
My nerves would be shaking. You know, or else I'd order something real posh or something. You know what I mean? Just... I'd go in and say, give us a chip sandwich, you know?
You wouldn't be getting a hillbilly burger. You'd be, exactly. You'd be, yeah, I get you.
You know?
Yeah.
But I did, like, and then eventually, like, just by talking to the mother and stuff like that, I knew.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, Paul never said that to his mother about me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
never said that like that. That's up to me if I wanted to say that.
So he didn't lie about you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and well, he's already, as we've already discussed with Gerald there as well, he's already kind of put his foot and now by lying to the mother and saying she's a nurse.
But why did he do that like that?
Maybe he was embarrassed, I don't know.
You know what I mean? He's low self-esteem. That's what I said, like, he needs to go back and re-educate himself.
Maybe he's, you know, there's a thumb on the forehead there when in the family home and the mother expects him to meet somebody with an education or something, I don't know.
He's 25 years of age.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, and that girl working in that shop in Dublin.
Yeah.
She probably has years of experience of guys like that. You know, coming in.
I don't, maybe she hasn't, because maybe in the past, I'm assuming she's around the same age, she has met, you know, guys in our local area and she's didn't have to deal with that. She hasn't had to deal with this. And she just thinks everything is normal and everything is grand. And maybe she hasn't identified the fact that his friends were looking down on her. Maybe she didn't see that. But look, anyway, look, I got to take a break a second. Before I do that, let's have a listen to some of the audio as well that's coming in on WhatsApp too.
Hey, Niall, I think that he's right, you know. He said that he likes her, but, I mean, if she's going to be working in the shop and he's working in a solicitor's office, there's a big difference there, you know. If they get together, he's going to be paying for everything, you know that way? I mean, she's just going to be like a leech to him, so, I mean, his friends probably aren't far wrong, you know. If it was me, all right, you like her and all, but I think the divide is a bit far there, so I'd find someone a bit more kind of upper class for yourself. Cheers.
Oh, right. Okay, Gerald wouldn't like you. I think he'd want you on the hurling pitch as well, along with the same.
Just on that guy ringing in there about his girlfriend, cut him some slack. He's only 25. And at 25, we're not as confident in our choices and we are more aware of what our friends think, what our parents think, all of that kind of thing. When you get older and you've been around the block and you've had broken relationships, I think you're far more open-minded about who you're with. And it really is about if they have a sense of humour and if they're a decent person. But right now he's young, he's been honest, he says he likes her, he's spending time with her and all of that, but he is just more worried probably about parents and friends and all of that kind of thing. But I don't think he's a bad guy.
Yeah, maybe. And it comes back to what we talked about yesterday, by the way. If we reverse the roles in this, and it was a girl who was doing really well in her career and life, and she met a guy who was kind of, you know, not doing so well in life or wasn't as educated, would we have the same view? Because there's always been that opinion, and somebody mentioned it yesterday, that guys tend not to be bothered as to what a girl's education is or where she is, whereas girls tend to look for a little bit more, and that's through research they've shown that. But anyway, just a side issue. Just thought I'd mention it. Somebody mentioned
it. I am fuming that you read out that message. That guy is so shallow, it's unreal. How dare he think that he can just estimate, oh, my friends don't like her, this, she's better off without him. I hope somebody's listening and they can tell her what an absolute fool he is, and she'll get rid of him, and him and his parents are idiots.
Snobs, is that what you're going to call them? Snobs, maybe.
Hi, Niall. I think he needs to let that girl go. Otherwise, if they stay together, he's setting up for a lifetime of her feeling less than good enough, and that is not fair to do to that girl. It just isn't fair. He needs to let her go. He's already lied to his mother. His friends don't like her, and he's not going to dump his friends or lose his mother or father in for the rest of his life. So he needs to let the girl go so she can find somebody who appreciates her, because I know he likes her, but it's just not fair to her to do that to her.
Yeah, it just isn't fair, is it really? And just one final one before we go into the break here.
Hi, Niall. My advice is to break up, for the two of them to break up and go their separate ways. Long term, it's probably not going to work. And they'll find happiness elsewhere in their own company.
Well, look, so many people have an opinion in relation to that. And by the way, there is mixed views there. You know, some people kind of understand why he feels like that, or maybe feel a bit sorry for him in some way. But anyway, look, there is a lifetime of judging her, I think, probably there. You're probably right. That final message says it all.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.